Welcome into the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. Well, the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC recently welcomed in Mark Biddle as its new Vice President of Membership. Well, Mark is new to the role. He isn't exactly new to the organization or the Pikes Peak region. This morning, I'm joined on the KRDO Newsline by Mark as we're talking about all things chamber-related and getting into some of his background as well. Mark, thank you so much for joining us here on the Extra.
Andrew, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mark, you grew up in Iowa, moved here in 2008. You know, besides the obvious as far as wanting to get out of Iowa, what really brought you here to Colorado Springs?
Well, I tell people that I wasn't smart enough to get over the mountain, so I stopped in Colorado Springs. But the truth of the matter is, I used to own financial companies back in Iowa. The financial crisis happened, and when I had the chance to reinvent myself, I chose Colorado Springs.
Yeah, and let's talk about it. You know, obviously, here discussing your new role within the Chamber and EDC, but let's get a little bit more into your background and some of the work you've been doing locally as a part of the Colorado Springs business community.
So my background includes public relations, marketing, sales, and really business development. Prior to joining the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, I owned a company where I was a certified business consultant and specialized in strategic planning and business development. My passion for business runs very deep, and I couldn't be more thrilled to be in this role.
Exactly, and of course, that passion about small business is really a theme across the Chamber and EDC, and let's just discuss why small business is so important, not only to you, but to the economy here in Colorado Springs.
Well, when I was doing the research and looking at the position, I looked first at what the mission statement is. And it really is to focus on the economic vitality and be laser focused on business, how we can support business, and what legislation could affect our businesses in the Pikes Peak region. So with the lofty goal and the vision of being recognized as the best business community in the entire nation by 2025, I think we're positioned pretty well to do that here in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. And of course, the Chamber supports businesses of all sizes, including mid-range and large companies. And let's talk about that background. Obviously, as a business consultant, you've had some work helping to shape some larger companies and really to define those missions as well.
Exactly. When I moved to Colorado Springs in 2008, I immediately got involved with Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce. I got involved with the Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center and really hit the ground running as far as networking. And what better way to increase your sphere of influence and meet others, other movers and shakers, than getting involved with organizations that have those lofty goals of wanting to be recognized as the best of the best.
Exactly, and there's still so much more to talk about when it comes to the Chamber, what's ahead for the future, talking about the small business climate. Mark, we're going to have the entire hour. We're just now getting settled in. This is The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm joined with Mark Biddle, the Vice President of Membership for the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. You know, Mark, we talked a little bit about your business background, your background as well, and let's talk about this new role that you've taken on at the Chamber. And I mean, first and foremost, what are you most excited for that role as Vice President of Membership?
Well, for those that know me, they understand that I am passionate about business. What am I most excited about in this role? It's actually being able to connect others and make introductions that I've been doing since I moved here in 2008, but do it on a much larger scale and actually explain to the business community what it is that our organization does and how we have the opportunity to make a huge impact in our community.
Exactly. And let's talk a little bit more about the team over the Chamber and EDC. How many people are currently on that team right now?
So the entire organization has around 20 people. We do have some positions open, but it makes up four pillars. And the first one is member services and events. Second one is going to be economic development. The third is military affairs. And the fourth is legislative and government affairs. all of us work tirelessly to make sure that we're staying up to date with what the goals are of the region, following the direction of our board of directors, many community leaders here in Colorado Springs. And like I said, we are laser focused on helping the business community thrive.
Exactly. And what are some of the big goals and key priorities for the upcoming year, not only in your office, but for the chamber and EDC as a whole?
The big goals that are coming up, as I mentioned, we do have several positions that we're looking to fill on our economic development team, as well as on my team member services. I'm looking to bring on a salesperson, someone that's equally as passionate about helping others, and really sharing what resources are available in the region. There are a ton of organizations that are out there to help businesses, help them grow, provide education, networking. And I want to be able to plug them into those organizations where they may fit best.
And, you know, we've all talked about it so much, it seems like we can't really swing a dead cat without talking about the impacts last year had. And really, how has the business community and climate changed here in the Colorado Springs area in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, last year, there's no doubt that it was a tough year on all of us. Including the small business community, and the business community as a whole. There was a recent report that came out from the state, the Office of Economic Development and International Trade. And one thing I want to point out is Colorado Springs and Fort Collin were called out in those reports as being the two cities that really bounced back from the pandemic. And that's a real testament to those of us that live here, those of us that support business of all shapes and sizes, and the passion that we have for our community.
And, I mean, let's talk about, you know, obviously that role then as far as the chamber coming in and really helping to support and connect those businesses with the community, now more important than ever before.
That's just it. So many organizations came together. El Paso County put together a grant program very quickly that business owners could apply for, get some money and cash flow in to help them pay for their monthly expenses, their leases, their mortgages, their payroll, as well as the support from the SBA and other federal programs.
Exactly. And, you know, when it comes to membership, let's talk about some of the other benefits that are provided to members of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC.
Well, the benefits are really, you know, our goal is to help businesses thrive. And in order to thrive, you have to increase your sphere of influence and increase the number of people that you know and increase your exposure so that people get to know you, they like you, and they trust you, and they're going to do business with you. So the events are a great way to help connect. Going to some of our signature events where you learn what's going on in the community, what's coming up, the successes that we've had, and what challenges we may face. So education, awareness, and really just being plugged in and connected.
And Mark, let's, you know, talk about some of the misconceptions as far as chambers of commerce now versus, say, kind of that thought and conception of them maybe 20, 30 years ago. And really, how has just being a part of the chamber and the role of the chamber changed throughout the years?
Well, the role of the chamber is to create energy, create events. The role of the Economic Development Corporation, which is part of our name in the EDC, is to retain jobs that currently exist in our community and help businesses grow. That also includes seeing what industries and what businesses could potentially move into the region to help support our already strong business economy.
And I know the big thing, and you'd already mentioned the whole wing of the Chamber and EDC here is focused on the military affairs as well, and the crucial role that not only the military but the spouses and other connected individuals bring to our economy as well, and the important economic driver that plays, especially here in Colorado Springs.
You're exactly right. The impact that the five military installations have on Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado is tremendous. And you think about people moving into town, how do we welcome them? How do we get them engaged? How do we connect the military spouses into our business economy and into the community so that they aren't stressed out about that side of things? They can focus on what they need to focus on. Reggie Ash here, leads that department, and he does a tremendous job of getting to know the community leaders, the military leaders, and together we plan to work together to connect them even more and build more bridges as to how we can help support each other.
Exactly, and I know one thing has been the ongoing fight and continued push to have the move of Space Command reinvestigated. Have you heard from Reggie? Is there any update as far as the goings on in the proceedings when it comes to that?
You know, it's such a huge opportunity for Colorado Springs to be named as the initial headquarters of Space Command. It was a great announcement for our community. Those discussions are still occurring. We actually have a delegation of 65 to 70 community leaders that are going out to D.C. next week for a program that's nationally known as the D.C. Fly-In. They're going to meet with elected officials and our elected officials and really discuss what is our region doing, how is our region able to support, and how much money can we save by not relocating that to another community. Which is good for the taxpayers and certainly good for the business community in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. Another good piece of news for the business economy here in Colorado Springs. It was a recent report came out a couple weeks ago, I believe, saying that we had the second best economic recovery from pandemic so far in the state, just only behind Grand Junction. And that just speaks to the business climate and really the future that Colorado Springs holds when it comes to the economy and the business community. And that's only set to grow as the years continue on.
That's it. I mean, I love this community. Andrew, I know you love this community and people that live here. What's not to love? We live in one of the most beautiful states, in one of the most beautiful cities at the base of Pikes Peak, and we're getting it done.
Exactly. And when it comes to some of the business future as well, what are some of the key industries that are targeted or might be a perfect fit to recruit and really try to increase their presence here in the Colorado Springs area?
Well, the nice thing about our business community is any industry is a perfect match to live here and work here. Some of the major industries, you know, Department of Defense, with the huge presence of many DOD contractors and businesses here. We got the healthcare with Olympic City USA and that brand going out. I was actually just at a breakfast this morning with CSLI, and they were talking about back in 1997, the goals that the initial committee put together for the Pikes Peak region. Well, 2014, we hit one of those milestones. 2017, we hit another milestone. We have the two downtown arenas with Robeson Arena and Widener Field. We just continue building, getting stronger, and supporting each other more and more year after year, and that's a real huge testament to the leadership.
Exactly. And then if anyone wants to get some more information as we head off to our next break, get some local and national news in as well, if anyone wants to get some more information about everything going on at the Chamber and EDC, what's the best way to do that, Mark?
The best way to connect with us is find us at an event, or easier yet, follow us and find us online at ColoradoSpringsChamberEDC.com.
And we're going to talk more about some of the ways that the Chamber and EDC helps to connect the business community with our local leadership and much more with Mark Biddle, the Vice President of Membership at the Chamber. Thank you so much for joining us. This is KRDO News Radio. We have a check of traffic and weather and news still ahead. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. This hour, we're talking with Mark Biddle with the Chamber of Commerce and EDC. He is the new Vice President of Membership for the Chamber and EDC. And Mark, we've talked about so many things, and we know there's so many things going on right now for the Chamber and EDC. You guys host a lot of events for the business community, and let's talk about some of the upcoming events where listeners can come and attend. Maybe some businesses can come out and help get connected and strengthen the business community throughout the city.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Andrew, for allowing me the opportunity to share. You know, we understand that it takes a lot of time to run a business. So what we do is we help our members connect with other members and business resources to help them grow their business. This Thursday, September 16th, we have a Chamber Connect, which is our education series, and that's going to go over marketing. Chamber Connects happen every month on the second Thursday. We also have the Business and Arts Happy Hour on Friday, October 1st. Be sure to get your tickets. They are affordable, as most of our events are. And then on October 15th, we have the State of the City featuring Mayor John Southers to tell us what's going on in the region and what his goals are. And November 13th, we have our annual gala. This is a fun event. Brings in over 200 community leaders, and it's a great awards ceremony that allows for networking with people that you may not otherwise get to network with in the community.
Yeah, and you know, you've mentioned the upcoming Chamber Connect, talking about marketing, and really, you know, we hear it all the time, but how crucial is it as far as properly marketing your business, especially with so many options for people now here in 2021?
You teed that one up perfectly for me. So businesses need to understand that consumers don't buy anything anymore. They choose between options. And if you aren't coming up with the top three options to choose from, you need to figure out some sort of different messaging or different avenue to get in front of people to engage them.
Yeah, and when it comes to that engagement as well, you know, you'd mentioned it's not necessarily a buying anymore. It's much more of a choice and having that brand recognition, where we've seen a lot of studies showing that brand recognition is just as important as the product that you're selling. And what are some tips or suggestions that people should be aware of if they're maybe looking to increase that ROI, maybe looking to help increase their brand presence overall?
You know, we all have to think about every dollar that we spend to support our business as an investment. It's not only an investment of money, but it's an investment of time. So if you're spending money in hopes of just the phone ringing or emails coming in or people engaging with the call to action you have on your website, add this to the mix. Get engaged. Whatever you invest in, be present, be active, and get involved. That's my recommendation to others.
Exactly. And then again, that investment, that engagement as well, it's really the principle of the Chamber as well, because there's so many local ways that you can help with that engagement, things that you can engage with within the Colorado Springs area as well, helping other small businesses while still supporting your messaging as well, that really you can be part of that tide that will lift and raise all ships throughout the city.
Of course. I mean, members of the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC can get involved in many things. Whatever, they can follow their passion and join the Small Business Advisory Council. They can get involved with the Government Affairs Council, the Military Affairs Council, and so many more opportunities that we help to connect our members to one another and to community leaders, both on the state, local, and federal levels.
Yeah, and as you'd mentioned earlier, you know, taking time out is not necessarily always the most advantageous option. A lot of small business owners are busy just with the day-to-day tasks of running their businesses, but for those members that want to join the Chamber, be a part of some of these different meetings, but then again, if they really choose to be a part of some of the councils that you just mentioned, what does that time commitment look like as far as mixing running a small business, running your business, whatever size, plus serving on these additional committees?
You know, so many of us get so busy working in the business, we don't take enough time to work on the business. And that's really the relationship aspect of the business. So when I'm talking to a business owner, realistically, I'm saying anywhere from 8 to 12 hours a month, if you can engage and get out and increase the number of people that you know and create meaningful relationships, that return on investment is going to be tenfold. There are good ways to do it, and there are bad ways to do it. But start by building the relationship, developing rapport, and finding out what others need, and create value as to how you're going to help them solve that need.
Exactly. And, you know, you mentioned networking, which is such a key as well, as far as not necessarily knowing your product, but being able to know others throughout the area to really help not only connect your business needs, but maybe potential customers to other great local businesses that will then stay within kind of that network and continue to support the Colorado Springs area.
Oh, of course. I mean, I think anyone who has been around the networking circuit in Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado would agree with this. We live in the biggest small town in the entire universe. And once you get connected to a select few, you're going to have introductions to as many people as you can handle.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a term, you know, I've used so often. It really does have that biggest small town feel as well, and really, you know, you see it all the time, especially as you're talking to business owners, because all of a sudden then you run into somebody who might have gone to high school with somebody, or these parents know these people, and really it does help with just that general knowledge. So it is really getting that foot in the door, but not necessarily just a foot in the door, but being able to get connected to the right people and the right people to help your business as well, not just finding anyone to glom onto and say that you're connected or have some form of network.
That's true. And the more you get connected, the more you understand the amount of resources that are in Colorado Springs. And that's where I think we have a huge strength as the Chamber and EDC, in that we understand those resources. We will help connect you to those resources. And better yet, if it makes sense and you ask, we may be able to make that connection and that introduction for you so that it's not just out of the blue.
Exactly. And I know there's the different roles, obviously, but are the members of the Chamber and EDC, is there any vetting process as well to make sure that the members are at least somewhat screened and you know that you're working with reputable individuals throughout the community?
You know, our goal is to support all business, and that comes with business startups, business growth, business transitions, large, medium, and small. Anyone that wants to get involved with our organization, we welcome, and we're going to provide events, get to know them. When I'm at events, I'm going to help connect those that may not feel comfortable going to these networking events.
All right. Well, it is a great information. Again, for more information on all the ways to get involved, just head on over to Colorado Springs Chamber EDC.com. Still ahead, as we wind down on the extra here on a Tuesday, we're going to talk with Mark. He's a former business coach, strategist. We're going to get some of his entrepreneurial advice as far as what he has, some tips for some other business owners throughout the area. That's still ahead here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, talking with Mark Middle, the new vice president of membership for the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. You know, Mark, you'd mentioned you've got that entrepreneurial background, that entrepreneurial spirit that really never quits. And of course, we know the Chamber works with businesses of all levels. So let's talk about some of your tips for fellow business owners. And let's start off small with, what are some of the suggestions you have for the small business community, some maybe startups or small business owners here in the Colorado Springs area that might be listening this morning?
Well, you mentioned the entrepreneurial spirit, and it's just that. There's a great book out there called Who Owns the Ice House, and it talks about the 8 life lessons of an unlikely entrepreneur. The first lesson is you have the power to choose. You have the power to choose your own destiny and what you want to do. And we all recognize that there are opportunities out there, but the third step of the entrepreneurial spirit is putting those ideas into action in order to make those opportunities and capitalize on them.
Exactly. And of course, what better way to do that than connecting with the Chamber? What's your suggestions for kind of that mid-sized business or people that have been established a little bit longer that they could really be taking advantage and really getting that success leading into the fourth quarter?
Continue to build relationships around us, wherever we create that opportunity. your reputation precedes yourself. And in order to get results, you have to be able to understand what resources are out there. I use an acronym all the time that I live by, and it's I want to be proud to go to work. I want to be passionate, resourceful, optimistic, unique, and determined to wake up, get organized, continue to build relationships, and always seek knowledge.
Exactly. And of course, as you've mentioned, you're starting to connect more and more of the large businesses here, especially with that role, the Vice President of Membership here in the Colorado Springs area. Not that they may listen or even be in the position to, but what are some of the big things that the large companies should be taking note of during these current conditions?
You know, I'm of the mindset that every business is the same. We all have a product or a service that we need to sell for a profit in the most productive and efficient way possible. So small, medium, large businesses, get connected. Support the organizations that are supporting you with legislative advocacy, military affairs, membership services and events, and economic development. You know, our goal at the end of the day is to create sound financial economic vitality for our entire region. And we can't do that without the support of businesses and their memberships in our organization. Memberships start as low as $400, and we have businesses and investors that are investing well over $100,000 in our organization, including the city and county and other organizations that help us fulfill our mission, which is to become an economic vital community and recognized by 2025 as the best business community in the entire nation.
Exactly. And it goes back to that old adage that really rising tides do lift all ships. And really that rising tide helps not only the small dinghies and schooners, but the large scale, you know, cruise ships and tankers as well. So really just that overall investment into the business climate is going to help everyone, no matter what size or shape they're in here in their business life in Colorado Springs.
Oh, that's just it. I mean, even the nonprofits are going to benefit. Whatever business, our 1,300 members employ over 93,000 employees in the Pikes Peak region. That's a third of the workforce that we're representing on a daily basis, and we're passionate to do so.
Exactly. And let's talk again about the event coming up this Thursday in case some listeners might want to come out, meet you in person, learn more about what is going on here in the Colorado Springs area, and especially through the Chamber and EDC.
This Thursday, we have a Chamber Connect. You can find it on our website underneath our events. It is typically from 11:15 to 1:15. Show up, network, get some great content on marketing for the holidays, and start learning and expanding what you can be doing now, because Andrew, we're only a few months away from the holiday season. Can you believe it?
I know. It's right around the corner as well. And again, when we're talking about holidays, we've seen it. We've seen so many national headlines about potential delays and disruption. So what better reason, if you really need another reason, to do more of your shopping local and to help support your local community that's still recovering from the pandemic by helping to support your neighbors and your various chamber members that are here, you know, throughout the Colorado Springs area and really helping to support the community as a whole.
That's it. We all live here, we work here, and we all love to recreate and play outdoors here. So support those that live next to you and down the street and live right here in our same community.
Exactly. And again, for more information about everything going on through the Chamber EDC, not only the event coming up this week, but future events, membership opportunities, everything going on, what's the best way that people can get a hold of you and get connected?
People can go to our website. My bio's there, my phone number's there, my email's there. If you're interested, give me a call. I'll connect you with one of our team members, and I just look forward to helping the business community connect with one another and continue to grow.
Well, Mark, we appreciate that as well and appreciate your time here, taking it to talk about the not only your new role at the Chamber, but the small business community, ways that we can help each other and really support our local businesses here. Thank you so much for joining me on The Extra this morning.
I appreciate your time. Thank you for everything that you do. I
Oh,
appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you so much. That does it here on The Extra. We have the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show still ahead. This is KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.FM, of course, around the world at KRDO.com.